Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Big 4 o'clock hour here. OMF, Glenn off. MFers here. They're off tomorrow, so they're in a good mood. Mud hanging out. Garvin is here. Tyler's here. Your calls all day at 617-779-7937. We'll get back into the NFL next hour, including players across the league responding to the NFL's new, COVID protocol, I guess. Vaccinated, unvaccinated players. And later on this hour,
this conversation,
4:30, we got big deal or no big deal. Are you ready
playing
today?
Playing around
on a getaway day?
We're not playing.
It's a round. Yes, like a round, it's like a round of croquet. It's a big round, a big deal, no big deal.
It's a match.
So what is like this one? You're going to like this one again. You're playing a big role in big deal, no big deal this week.
Well, because unlike the guy who normally sits here, I have an opinion on big deal.
Shots fired across the bow. Look at Otis. You are noticed. You know what? You're noticed today.
He doesn't answer sometimes. I listen to the show religiously. Sometimes during the segment, he doesn't answer big deal or no big deal.
First of all,
he tries to push you. I don't think he likes the segment, if you're going to be honest.
No, the segment was invented.
I would do it every day.
Was created, inspired by him because it forces him. And when we start, you know, in the beginning, he still would, that's a dumb deal. That's a crazy deal. That's a stupid deal. That's an I don't care deal. No. Glenn, you have to pick a side.
Yes.
You know, Glenn likes to sit there, you know, he likes to ride the fence.
Yes. Oh, no.
Sure does.
He doesn't want to make anybody angry.
Yes, no.
Was that Glenn? Yes, no.
And then when he finds out he does make somebody angry, he flip flops. He goes, I never said that.
Glenn, do you like the segment? Big or no big? Okay. Well, just good answer from him.
Yeah, yes, we needed him to stop riding the fence.
So just answer the question.
You're saying a good edition of Big Deal or No Big Deal in like 29 minutes. That's what you're promising.
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll decide at the end of it. Was it really worth this whole pomp and circumstance? Meanwhile, how about your Red Sox? They go to Buffalo last night, the greatest ballpark.
I love it, actually.
In the history of baseball. You want to make baseball better, folks? Here's a free idea, Rob Manfred. Put a team full-time in Buffalo where if a right-handed batter, Lou, gets the ball in the air in right field, it is gone.
How about right center?
Oh.
I mean, everything just... You talk about, like, yesterday, we talked about this the other day when it was like I said, take the over. Now, I still think it went over last night because it wasn't as high, but still... Reverse locks, Robbie Ray versus Garrett Richards. Like, Vegas won millions last night.
Sure did.
Right? Like, who the hell is picking Garrett Richards? Who's taking the Red Sox last night in that matchup the way Ray's been throwing and the way Richards was throwing? Now, the funny thing is like, if you didn't watch the game and you looked and said 5 2/3, 4 runs for Richards, he still sucks. But if you watched it, that was the best. I was like, who the hell is this guy? Where did he come from?
The first couple innings especially.
Yeah, where did that changeup come from that he learned like 3 weeks ago? You know, no more curveballs, which is like the highest spin rate in all of baseball. He said, I can't throw if I know my spin rate. And it was just changeup, slider, fastball. And he was carving that lineup out. And the pitch count was so low, you ran him back out there in the sixth, and that's when he gave up, you know, 2-out walk, bomb. You know, all of a sudden now it's 4 runs. But he was outstanding last night. I don't know where the hell that came from. But you get out of Toronto, winning back-to-back, winning two, get the hell out, go on to New York.
Buffalo.
That was beautiful.
I love Buffalo.
Nice response.
Can I say something?
Buffalo's crazy.
I think you are overrating his performance a little bit.
I thought he was outstanding.
I think he is life or death to get through outings like that. A 60-mile-an-hour changeup. You are walking a tightrope. And I'm glad he got through for a couple innings. The Blue Jays, fine. They seem like, and you see this in Little League sometimes, where there's one of the pitchers they put in late, kind of lobs it up there, and the kids get big eyes like they want to hit it. I felt like the Blue Jays hitters had these big saucer eyes, like they were dying to hit it, and they had a little jumpy early. They settled in. You can call it a great outing if you want. That's not sustainable. I'm sorry. That guy can't pitch like that long-term with a 60-mile-an-hour change.
I just need two or three more of them.
Maybe
that's all. I just want a couple more.
How long can he last? You know, I saw this stat. I don't know if she
asked the same question.
This is like, I don't know if this is a big deal or no big deal, but the Sox, I know, I'm just teasing it, right? Oh. But it is interesting that they've only used six starting pitchers all year. Is that correct? Six?
Tanner Houck started Erod's first game because he had dead arm.
Yeah.
And then Tanner Houck started a doubleheader. They called him up to start a doubleheader.
And we're counting him.
He's the only one starting. That's it. And he's starting. He's starting tonight. So it's still six.
So that lineup that we've talked about, as far as all the issues and concerns that they may have from Perez, Eovaldi, Erod, you name it. I mean, they've all been pretty, as far as availability.
That's it.
They've been there every time they're called upon. Now, they haven't been great, okay, but the point is that they're available.
What's the best ability?
Availability.
It's the single,
Andy Hart trademark.
It's the single reason why. You know, people talk about their offense. Their offense is not the reason why they are where they are. Last year's offense was top five. The single reason.
Defense.
Why
base running.
No, starting
coaching.
Pitching has been healthy. They haven't.
Manager.
You know, early in April.
Bench coach.
No, but they. Think about that. Early in April, they lost four minor league starters that they were counting on. You know, at end of April. It was like Mata, Ward, and Seabold, and Hauk. They lost them all. They had no depth. They haven't needed it. These five guys, you can rip them all you want. People shredding Martin Perez. The guy's a fifth starter. He's taken the ball 19 times. He's got a 4.16 ERA. You keep crapping on him and sound like an idiot. The guy goes out there, takes the ball. What do you want? He's $4.5 million. And Richards, you could shred him too. He hasn't been that impressive. But the last three games, he's kept you in the ballgame. You've won some games with him on the mound. I get it. They're not perfect, but they've been healthy, and it's the reason why you're winning. To keep them in games.
Well, see, and that's my point. So just that alone, just the ability to just almost know what you get, even though it isn't great. And I do think people kind of, they don't know fifth, fourth starter. Only a couple guys. They know Eovaldi. They should know Eovaldi. They should know Erod, but after that, I think they kind of mix them all up in a pot, and they all kind of assume that they're all kind of.
But they take the ball.
Yeah.
Every fifth day.
Yeah, and I thought, I saw that, and I was like, wait a second, this has got to be good.
Similar to when, 2018, right? Yeah. They had all the starters keep going week in and week out. They have to use a lot of those guys, and it's allowing Cora to do some different things with the bullpen. And now with Hauk is this guy that can step in. He's going to start tonight in the opener against the Yankees. There's some great flexibility there, and they have a chance. You win three out of four, you can essentially put the Yankees away in the division. You had that opportunity in front of you with 8 weeks to go or 7 weeks to go after this. You can also let them right back into it if they win three out of four. So this will be a fun Red Sox-Yankee series, especially with all the crap the Red Sox got last weekend for losing two out of three and how annoyed Cora was that people were getting after. Meanwhile, Chaim Bloom was on this morning with the Greg Hill Show. And let's, because he's a baseball savant, right? Jermaine Wiggins knows his baseball. Let's hear Jermaine Wiggins questioning Bloom on Chris Sale's return to the trade deadline.
Chaim, with Chris Sale being so close and the trade deadline being at the end of this month, will that maybe sway or change the way that you might approach the trade deadline, especially when you're looking at maybe bringing in potentially another arm?
If so, it's not by much. It's definitely something we have to factor in. Just like, you know, anytime you're looking at potential deals, you look at the team and the players that you have, and, you know, he's really close to being a part of that. But at the same time, you know, whoever we come out of this deadline with, that's who we're going to have for the rest of the way. You know, whether they're at the big league level or they're depth for us in AAA. So, you know, it's not just enough to say, hey, we've got 26 guys that we like, let's go. We need to make sure that we still have enough to withstand the bumps and bruises that are, you know, likely to come in some form or other in August, September, and hopefully into October. So it's definitely, he's part of the picture, obviously, and it's awesome. We need to factor that in. We need to consider him. But I don't think that, you know, just because he's coming back, we sit there, you know, with our arms folded and say we're good.
Okay. Did anybody else pick up on the different way Wiggy asked a question to Chaim Bloom as opposed to really anybody else?
Well, I'm your number one fan when it talks to getting you an extension. So if you need an agent, I'm a guy that you need to have on your team, and I truly believe this team should do that. But how do you feel as
that's
a
good?
Player?
That's good, Ryan. Right. Well, now, Ryan, hold on real quick. Give me the entire question because I want you, Lou, to recognize how reserved and calm.
I'll tell you why, but go ahead.
And, you know, specific he is with this question.
Chaim, with Chris Sale being so close and the trade deadline being at the end of this month, will that maybe sway or change the way that you might approach the trade deadline, especially when you're looking at maybe bringing in potentially another arm?
Very professional.
Yeah, you know why?
Did you ask that yesterday?
No, he's reading the text from Ken Laird.
Please say verbatim. That's not fair. Curtis could have typed it. That's not fair.
Ken printed out the question for him.
Hi, Chaim.
He's reading.
It's like Sophie in the front row.
He's reading. So, yeah, I'm surprised you didn't say
verbatim.
I'm surprised you didn't say.
He's a Play 60 kid for that. That's Sophie.
Sophie Schneider.
Hi, Wiggy. Hi, Mr. Commissioner.
I'm impressed he didn't say, Wiggy asked this. Hi.
We don't know that to be the case. We're having fun. We don't know that to be the case. It was a fair question, and I'm glad that Bloom is standing by this. And Cora said it yesterday. They are going to make moves. Now, if you're expecting them to deal big-level prospects for big returns, it's not going to happen. They're going to get better, but they might not be household names. Is Carlos Santana a household name? I guess kind of, sort of. He's an upgrade of what they have at first base. He would be good. Anthony Rizzo is a household name.
I'm good.
You have to overpay for him. I'm not going to do it. I saw him get caught in a rundown last night. Some of the worst base running you will ever see in extra innings against the Reds. That was atrocious. He looked like he didn't care about that game. So maybe getting him out of Chicago, guys, he may care about baseball, might look better. But if he costs a lot, you're not going after Rizzo.
I'm not
going
to give up what it might take to get him in the hopes of change of scenery. Like, that's what it is. He's a name that everybody knows, and I get it. I don't want him.
He's got a good baseball reference.
He's a left-handed hitter. That's why, yeah. Beautiful. I'd rather have the kid I was talking today on Twitter, Jonathan Scope, the kid that's out in Detroit right now at first base. And he played second in Baltimore. The guy hits like 20 bombs like almost every single year. He's on pace to do it again. You know, he's absolutely crushing the baseball. He's hitting like 320 since April. 17 bombs, 59 RBIs. He's a rental. That's what you should want. I want Scope more than Rizzo. I don't even care what the asking price is. Just because he's a left-handed hitter? No, I want a hitter. I want a better hitter. And Scope's a better hitter right now than Rizzo. That's who I want.
Yeah, and he has to
cost
less,
Carlos Santana.
Right? I mean, those are options. I know Fitzy's mentioned him. I mentioned him, CJ Cron, out in Colorado, yeah. Another guy that fits that mold. He can hit. He can play first base. Like, there are potential upgrades there. But if you're preparing to hammer the Red Sox because they didn't make the big move, you're good. You're all set because they're not going to make this huge Max Scherzer big time move. And I'll not be mad when they don't. I'll be mad if they don't do anything. But I expect now, hearing from Bloom and Cora and some of the things that guys like Lou are whispering, they're going to upgrade the team.
Hey, if you got a couple more weeks, so Richards got like what, one more start, maybe two. Is there any chance he could flip Richards to some team and try to convince him?
Hey, listen.
He figured it out. He's throwing the ball better. And next year they're going to do like a substance. They're going to change it. They'll allow him to use something. And it's a $10 million option. You can make that decision in the offseason. You might have a pitcher for $10 million.
Please, God.
Anyway, that would impress me. If Heim can do that, that would impress me.
So I know we got to get to a trending, but I got to play this first. So we spent a large portion of yesterday's show sitting here and I can't use that word.
We were genuflecting
at the altar of Chris Sale.
Yes.
Okay, because Chris Sale has a new diet and he's ready to go.
Worth every
on game day with a bag of McDonald's or Taco Bell. Oh, yeah. That was my like pregame meal to go pitch.
Literally everybody in the country is lauding him for this. Going Tom Brady, clearing up his diet, ready to go.
Sure.
Except for John Tomasi. This was Tomasi last night in classic Tomasi form.
Backpack?
On NBC Sports Boston.
Cards on the table here, Amina. I do not like skinny people. I'm just going to be honest. Present company excluded, of course. I will make exceptions because I am magnanimous and you are lovely and Phil and everybody else at our place is lovely. But I don't like when skinny people talk about food. Just indulge me for a second here. Oh, I'm so skinny. You know, everything fits. I'm too skinny. Nothing fits. I can eat whatever I want. I can't eat anything. Chris Sale, I don't care about your diet. Spare me. You're going to weigh 150 pounds, whether you eat Bloomin' Onions or Happy Meals or kale chips or quinoa. It does not matter. So spare me. I'm not interested. And stop bragging about not drinking. Because, by the way, there's somebody I know who's had a drop of alcohol over the last year. It's me. And I think I'm pretty great. So that's not a baseball answer, but I just need to.
I love it.
What a rant from Tomasi. I don't like skinny people. I don't like people talking about food. That's all-timer.
It's Tomasi. I'm wearing a medium T-shirt. How does that sound, bud?
Oh, poor
I could
John.
Still fit into some of the same clothes I had in high school, too.
I didn't think we'd get that rant against Chris Sale, but we did, so he's the opposite of Fourier.
I hate people with fast metabolisms. Damn you!
I hate skinny people talking about, this doesn't fit me right. I'm too thin. Oh, I'm
I mean, he's sitting there struggling. He's probably eating nothing but kale and, you know, walnuts and like five walnuts and two M&Ms.
So what the heck? Leave me alone. Let me have my pizza.
Okay, let's get to it. Let's get to it trending, Tyler, please.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ordway, Merloni, Fourier. Back to OMF on EEI.
So I have a torn labrum in my hip. Probably going to do surgery. I'm going to do surgery. I just don't know what the exact date is. Probably within a month. Start the recovery process, and then we'll see what the future holds after that. Hopefully recovery goes well, and I'd be ready to play hockey at some point next year.
That is Tuukka Rask. We got Big Deal or No Big Deal coming up at 4:30. OMF, Mud hanging out for Glenn. Tuukka Rask, that was back on June 11th. Talking about his labrum surgery. So I'm sure he had it. How's he recovering? Anyone know?
Well, why was it taking so long? But he did say there in that last soundbite, right when the season ended, that he was going to wait about a month. I feel like it's been longer than that.
June 11th to July 21st? Yeah,
it's longer. A little bit. Not too bad, though. Whatever it is. Not too bad. But I guess, is that the way it works?
What I don't understand is, sometimes you have like an injury and they're like, we can't operate right away.
Yeah,
we got to wait.
Swelling or
we got the swelling, inflammation, everything to go down. Let it calm down a little bit. But you're right; we're at like 40 days now.
I just thought that was weird.
And he's not getting it like next week, right? Yeah. He's getting it next month.
That's crazy. That makes no sense.
We kind of thought like that June 11th. We were like, okay, end of the month, he gets surgery, and it was 6 months, right? And we started doing the math. Kind of thing.
6 months would be end of December. So
he'd be ready maybe, but he won't be ready to play,
New Year, Tuukka's back.
Yeah, or like February, maybe rehab it, you know, whatever, maybe getting some games, end of June, July, January, you see him. Now all of a sudden, are we at March for this guy?
Yeah, I don't know. There's typical, it makes sense. Anything dealing with Tuukka Rask is going to have some sort of question mark surrounding it.
It's one of two things. It's pretty simple. Either A, he has a deal with the Bruins already, and they've already said, we're going to bring you back. Don't take your time. We're going to sign you whenever you're ready to go, so you don't have to rush the surgery because we have the timetable for you. We're good with the guys we have here, and we're good. Or he is not thinking about coming back to play, and he's like, well, it's like 50-50.
I'm in no rush.
I'm not in a rush. I might not play anyway. Who really cares? It's one of those two things, right? I don't have a feeling either way, but, I mean, he's not, like, shown a real passion for hockey the last couple of years anyway, so it would be crazy to think, yeah, I'll take my time, play some golf, and, you know, can he play golf with the team?
No, he's not going to play much golf. But no, to your point, they might already have some kind of an agreement with, like, an expectation, maybe get two, three months playoffs. Set a salary at that. You know, and just whatever. This is our timeline. I mean, just because we thought he was going to have surgery June 11th, they might have known the whole time he wasn't going to have it till August. Who knows?
Yeah, it's one of those two. I mean, I don't know what kind of value he has when he comes back and healthy anyway. Most Bruins fans, I don't think they care. I got the impression towards the end of the year, and you guys, you know, talked a lot of Bruins on your show. I don't think Bruins fans really want Tuukka back anyway. I think the management does. The team likes him. The team went above and beyond to protect the guy.
I actually think
fans care.
When the injury and the surgery, I was like, it's perfect. Like now you're locked. Now it's perfect. Because I don't want, you know, $7.5 million. I don't want to live in that category. But now all of a sudden you bring him back, and if you're under agreement, you're going to be back for 3 months. All of a sudden now that salary, you know, you're going to cut that thing in half by more. Maybe $2.5-3 million, knowing you're only going to get so much time. But I would still want him back, you know, because it's just Swayman. I know everybody wants him, but it's like you need a veteran goalie. And it's going to be nice knowing that he's going to come back, whether it's March, April, May for the playoff push maybe. Maybe the kid's not doing well. Who knows? Other than Bruins news, you guys see this? Darren Dreger, a couple hours ago. Bruins and Taylor Hall are working on the final details of his agreement, no trade coverage. When finalized and signed, Hall stays in Boston 4 years, $6 million per. $24 million, 4 years.
That's eight
last year.
That's a good deal for the Bruins.
I think it is. I don't mind that at all.
That's a very good deal. And I'm not totally surprised because his agent, it was Bobby Orr. I talked with the Bruins about staying here. He'd sort of speculated that he was told, I think, by Orr and company, look, once you get there, you're going to want to stay. He's taken less than he could have gotten because he likes the market, mm-hmm. likes the team. We joked earlier about, you know, with the Patriots, like in a position now where you have to overpay for certain guys. With the Bruins, because people like the organization, Taylor Hall wanted to be here. You get him for less, and I got no problem with that deal at all.
No, and he's he's not going to make anybody angry because I think with those numbers, he would not be the highest paid player on the team. So Bergeron would still be the highest player, right? Then it was, Pasta
and Amashi.
Yeah. Okay, then Taylor.
Don Sweeney says David Krejci has not given the Bruins a firm indication of what his plans are for next season. There is no deadline as of yet. That thing is sort of looming right now. They lose, what the timetable
is. I'm a little surprised. I always almost felt like they're like a package deal. You know, like if you're Krejci, you're sitting there saying, I'm not going to do this again. You're not going to give me, I'm not going to sign back here and lose Taylor Hall and going to give me DeBrusk again. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I need Ginla. I need Horton. I need Luch. And now all of a sudden, Taylor Hall's back in the mix. But I almost felt like he was like, well, I like kind of like playing with Krejci. So I almost looked at them as like a package deal. But they get looks like they're about to get Taylor Hall done. And when it comes to Krejci, I don't think he's coming back. I think he's leaving. I don't think negotiations are going well, and I think he's going back to Czechoslovakia. So we will see what happens.
Really? You think? Yeah.
I think.
Is that Shefty think or just...
That came out of nowhere, did it not?
I think he's onto something.
The confidence there?
Yeah, I'm confident.
You want to say he's Dunsky?
I try not to give my opinion.
Do you want to say Dunsky?
Krejci's Dunsky.
Oh! Tweet it out, you. Tyler. Boomer Loney, hockey in... He's trying to steal your hockey insider moniker.
He's on your turf.
My opinion, Krejci is Dunsky.
Okay. And that's a big deal. Tweet that out,
Tyler. That is a big
hockey
deal.
Hockey insider Lou Maloney, sources tell him Krejci is Dunsky.
Don't let him.
You said it confidently.
I can say it confidently, yeah. I think he's Dunsky.
You're a professional hockey player looking for a new contract, eh?
But I'm surprised.
You like where you are, and it's not about the money.
Love Boston. This is my home.
Then you'll need to sign with the Benjamin Campbell Professional Hockey Management Representation Agency, please.
You guys crushed? Jeremy Lazan is gone?
Well, he is gone. I'm saying this. Jeremy Lazan, he's Dunsky. He's gone.
He is gone.
I'm willing to say that. Dunsky.
It's going to be a Kraken.
Do we have Marshawn Lintz announcing that he's Dunsky officially last night as part of this draft?
This the first pick, right? Yeah, with the first pick, we're going with the boy Cali, though. You know what I'm talking about?
Yup, Cali Yarncrow.
Cali Yarncrow.
You just heard it. Cali Yarncrow to the Kraken from Beast Mode himself. Thank you so much, as always. Appreciate you.
Hey, and look, Cali, if I didn't pronounce it right, tap in with me and let me know how to do it the right way, big dog.
You heard it from him.
Straight up.
You heard it from him directly.
There are some guys who just make me laugh, and he is
he's definitely
on that
one
list.
He's just
the commercials, it's all.
See, that's the audio. The
first
visual,
pick, right?
The visual that it's just, we can't do anything about it, was Sean Kemp in a Kraken T-shirt.
It's not even nice.
It's not even fair.
This is not
you
fair.
Should not,
to
do they can't have a triple.
God, he is enormous.
I watched him dunk basketballs with so much force as a kid. I loved watching Sean Kemp dunk a basketball, and now his belly is like the size of the biggest beach ball you've ever seen.
But it's worse. It's almost like all his weight decided to collect in one certain area.
It happens to men. Yeah,
it's like Greg Hill in that white T-shirt at spring training. Oh. It's a very similar look.
Oh. It's Sean Kemp.
It's not that bad. It's not Tyler. Not that bad.
What happened?
It is bad.
This is not.
Why
fair.
Couldn't
look
they
look at that?
Oh, yeah, he's so got bad. His chest is, you know what it looks like.
So bad.
He looks like he got his man boobs.
Yes,
he's got big boobs.
Should have worn like a sport coat. You know,
at least, say sports bra.
No, sport coat.
He needs one of those too.
A big sport coat, button it up, and just sort of but he's just a big dude.
The men's large T-shirt.
He's built like a triangle.
Yeah. He's got the T-shirt over the T-shirt. Yeah. It's not.
No, it's a tough look.
His first T-shirt was probably fine. They said, "Listen, can you represent the new team here? Put this new T-shirt on. What's the biggest size you had? 2X? That's it?
No, we got an L.
Large. Yeah,
try to fit in this large.
I mean, Gary Payton looks okay. The gloves still look good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Sean Kemp, this is unfair. To a guy who...
Both of them have seen better days.
I mean, he was one of the best dunkers for a long period of time in the NBA. Was he a favorite of yours, Tyler? Were you a Sean Kemp guy?
Well, he's from my state, Elkhart.
Oh, there you go.
So he's a Hoosier. Didn't play there, of course.
You asked in the conference call today, did we dip into this? I only flipped over because of these pictures of Sean Kemp. Because the picks, we all knew them yesterday. Like, ESPN signs this big mega deal. They bring over Sean McDonough. It's a big deal. NHL music's on deck. The picks all got released yesterday. Everyone knew what they were. You knew Lauzon was gone. You knew what they were taking Carey Price. So it was very anticlimactic. So I admit, the only reason I watched were the clips that were sent out there on Marshawn Lynch and Sean Kemp.
I was going to say, the world needs more Marshawn Lynch. We need more of him.
We're going with the boy Cali, though.
The boy
we need more
Cali.
Of him. We need more. He's got his own lingo. He's got his own language. I don't understand. I'm sure there was like code in there somehow.
I saw a lot of Seattle stars there. Where are you, Fourier?
No
I
kidding.
Was not invited.
Why were you not invited?
He's not invited.
That's a bunch of crap.
Who else was there? Sean Alexander.
Gary Payton. Sean Alexander.
Who else?
Was
Ken Griffey
back there?
Jr. was there.
I mean, come on. That's like the Tom Brady of Seattle.
Oh, who's a grunge singer? game one. Who's there?
Pearl, anyone from Pearl Jam?
Yeah, Eddie Vedder was there.
Yep, because he was there.
No Kurt Cobain.
No, no, no.
I know he's not with us anymore.
I'm totally wrong. We actually do have Christian making a pick for the Kraken.
Hey, what's up, everybody? We're live. We're live from Foxborough. I'm Christian Fourier alongside two-time Super Bowl champ Brandy King and two-time Super Bowl champ Dan Copen.
And with the 118th pick in the 2019 draft, the six-time Super Bowl champion, nice. New England Patriots select.
Yeldon Froho, guard.
Is that guy even still on the team now? I don't remember.
Bobby Wagner.
Curran used to talk about that guy.
So Bobby Wagner,
Gary Payton,
Ken Griffey,
Lenny
Jr.
Wilkins, Sean Kemp.
Okay, come on.
Those Brock are
Kyle Lewis.
John Oliver was there.
Yep. I have some bad news. Yalda Froholt is with the Texans.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Patriots West.
That's Patriots. Bad luck.
Used to be brought in.
I think Texas is south.
Why don't they bring back A-Rod?
West? It's west of here.
Nobody really cared that A-Rod left. It was Bueller.
I was kind of half joking, but
no,
I know.
But he was basically their version of like a young Mookie Betts.
How about Major League Baseball? It's on fire.
How about Ray Allen?
What about Ray Allen?
Seattle
played for the Sonics.
Super Sonics.
I don't remember Ray Allen either.
You remember with the Sonics?
Do you remember the Sonics?
I don't remember.
You don't remember him with the Sonics?
I do not remember.
Come on.
I remember Detlef Schrempf. I used to water ski in front of his house.
Have you raised the flag there, the 12 flag?
No, and I'm kind of bummed about that. I am part of the reason that team stayed in Seattle. Yes, okay. I am.
We don't have
for another day, Glenn.
Okay, this is my Forrest Gump, Glenn Ordway moment.
Can you do it in a minute?
It's a true story. No. Okay. Give me the big deal.
Okay, we gotta take a break because it's big deal or no big deal with
save the Seahawks.
The guy who saved the Seahawks, Christian Fourier. Next,
you got anything to say for yourself?
We didn't think it was that big a deal.
No big deal.
It's a big deal.
Big deal.
Big deal. Kind of a big deal in New England right now.
No big deal.
Not that big a deal.
Not a big deal, huh?
Does that make such a big deal? I don't understand that.
No big deal.
Big deal.
Is Joe Biden getting a bad deal here?
All right, big deal, no big deal. Brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. Losing your hair, kind of a big deal. Treating it with Dr. LaPresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, not a big deal. Mm-mm. Call them now at 1-800-GET-HAIR. So I want to start with this because yesterday I mentioned you guys about Jim Murphy, longtime editor at WBZ, and how they started a GoFundMe page. Robert Kraft donated $18,000 to the GoFundMe page for Jim Murphy and his wife and two kids. And then Jonathan Kraft actually matched it with another $18,000. Big deal, no big deal, real quick.
Big deal. It's awesome.
It's a big deal. Yeah. It's awesome. We had this discussion off the air. Why 18,000? I mean, it's outstanding,
I'm not sure.
But why 18?
Is there like a tax ramification to the number?
I'm not sure. I wasn't thinking about that.
Just did a playoffs?
I'm glad that Jonathan matched it. That's a nice donation.
It's
for
a great
that
donation.
Family is going through a very tough time right now. You talked about a story yesterday. I saw even after we got off the air, more people talking about Jim and his impact. He's only 44 years old. He has two young kids, and if you go to the OMF on WEEI page, there is the link on Twitter to the GoFundMe where you can donate and help out the Murphy family in what has got to be an incredibly, incredibly tough time.
Okay, so you ready to gamble?
Ooh.
Let's gamble!
I do like to gamble.
We've never talked about gambling more on this show, Lou, in the last 2 days, and I think
I kind of like
have.
It.
So the Red Sox, okay, so this is for, you know who Aaron Tiernan is?
Who? No.
I think she's like a. I asked you. No, you don't know who she is, right?
I believe she covers the State House.
Yeah. Okay. She's tweeting like crazy today. Yeah. For the Herald. So she tweets this out. And I'll start with you, Mutt. The Red Sox tell me they, plus other mass pro sports, are behind a pair of amendments to take sports betting inside or near stadiums, allowing teams to apply for licenses. And then the House is going to be debating this. They've been debating this since 1 o'clock. Big deal, no big deal.
Big deal. They should be in stadiums. They should be in every place that you are as a fan out there and about. And as a fan, what would keep you more interested? You're at a game. Garrett Richards gets lit up. But you're going to, I can go bet on the Red Sox to come back and win the game. You walk up to a kiosk, make a bet, sit back down in your seat, have action on the game. Big deal. This should happen. It's happening at Wrigley Field. It's happening at the TPC out in Arizona, that great 16th hole, that par 3. There's going to be a sports book right there on the course.
Oh, that's true.
Big deal. This should happen.
Yes. What do you got, Lou?
Oh, it's a big deal. It has to happen. Come on. Bring it. Let's go. Let's go. Anything you can do, whatever it takes. I'm with you. Like, what's the difference? Oh, we're worried that people are going to act responsibly. They act responsibly all the time. I don't know. It's your money. Grow up. Figure out a way. Be responsible.
Do you think it, takes away from the beauty
Magistry?
And Magistry of Fenway Park.
This is a stadium, okay?
That doesn't take away from the the glorification of the hollow ground.
Read the tweet.
Read
the tweet.
I was teeing you up.
Read the tweet.
I don't have it.
I read it earlier.
I've got it.
Read the tweet.
So the response to this tweet from Jason Mastrodonato on the Herald. If you're asking me how to cheapen the majesty of Fenway Park, I'd say, quote, install betting booths. Unquote.
I am 99.9% sure in the bowels of Fenway Park, you can buy scratch tickets. I believe there is a scratch ticket lottery machine next to the Hebrew National hot dog machine down at Fenway Park in the bottom of the bowels there near our studio. You can buy lottery tickets, Jason, you loser. What is wrong with betting on sports? I don't get this. It doesn't make any sense. It gets annoying. Tyler, what's your hand up for what?
Oh, Christian actually tried the Hebrew hot dog out of the vending machine.
It's right there.
And he loved
there.
It.
It
was good.
I think.
Actually, it's pretty good. We did that.
Remember? Yeah,
we did like a whole test. I think it was really good. So I know, I think this is...
Jason's fine on baseball, but this is a ridiculous take.
The amount of money that can be generated from the licensing fees alone is unbelievable. I can't believe they're actually fighting about this still.
Would you like a quick update on this today?
I would like a quick update for the followers, yes.
60 seconds or less. The House is debating this right now. They went into a long recess, hours long. They're back out, then went back into a recess. There are 22 amendments they're talking about, including... ones you're talking about, putting these in venues. Their version has college sports betting. The Senate version, according to my sources, does not. This is the next looming battle. College, no college. Hopefully the House gets their thing done today, but it's taking a long time. 4:40. I've not got my insider text yet. So things are shockingly, Christian, in Massachusetts, going much more slowly than expected.
A little slower than you thought.
What is this music here? What am I listening to? What is this?
What is that?
It's the Majesty. This is James Taylor. Oh, James Taylor.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I was getting sleepy. All right, so I'm going to start with you on this one, Luke, because I feel like this is close to your heart, and you and I can actually relate to this situation. So In-N-Out. Everybody loves In-N-Out, right? I know we don't have it anywhere on the East Coast, only certain areas. Mm-hmm. And they finally left California and decided to go to areas like Nevada and Arizona and even in Colorado, Texas, Utah, Oregon. But In-N-Out, they're going to consider opening a store in Massachusetts, Lou, once it has a patty-making facility within 300 miles of the state. Otherwise, they're not going to do it because they don't freeze anything, they don't prepackage anything, and they don't microwave their food. Big deal or no big deal?
Oh, huge deal. Bring In-N-Out in here. Was it 300 miles? See, I like the way they threw that out there. We can't bring one until we have one of these. How many people are jumping on it right now saying, how can I help? How can I help? How can
I
get a packaging? How can we do this?
I have one in my basement.
Do this. I mean, we were talking yesterday about this, saying like, you know, Chick-fil-A. You ever walk to a Chick-fil-A now, like, and they just opened up down in Hanover where I'm at, and it is just packed constantly. Like, they don't even, there's not even a drive-thru. They got, like, six people out there taking orders because the lines are so long.
Yeah.
In-N-Out would be out of control if they brought an In-N-Out burger to Massachusetts.
I would say.
Out of control. It's a huge deal.
Yeah, I would say, Mutt, that if I'm Five Guys, if I'm McDonald's, if I'm Burger King, if I'm Smash Burger, any of these, you know, any of these burger joints, I am trying my darndest to make sure that there is no patty-making facility anywhere in the state.
Honestly, it's one of your worst takes, both of you. No big deal. We went to Vegas. The first trip we made going to Vegas was to In-N-Out Burger.
And?
So overrated.
Oh, you are
There was no line there at all.
What?
Walked in.
You had a bad cook.
Five Guys is better. Five Guys burgers are better.
Get out of leave.
They're better.
Nope.
They're better.
Five
and
Guys
it's, oh, you,
is not better.
You picked out the most overrated burger joint in the country to beg for it to come to Massachusetts. Go to Five Guys. It's not Sonic.
There's Five Guys is very good.
Red Robin Burger. Excellent burger. Pheasant Lane Mall in Nashua.
I'll say this. Five Guys is very good.
You want to get me excited? There's a place Vegas, chicken sandwich place called the Crack Shack. I'm trying to get them to come out. I want to open the first Crack Shack on the East Coast. It is the best chicken sandwich I've ever had in my life. Go to Vegas. Go to the Crack Shack. Tell them Mutt sent you. That's a story. You play In-N-Out Burger.
So listen to everybody. It's fine. If the state of Massachusetts does not get an
overrated.
In-N-Out Burger.
Overrated.
Blame Mutt and his stupid Crack Burger.
Crack Shack.
Crack Shack.
Mama, you know, chicken.
There are so many different things. What are you going to get at the Crack Shack?
Mommy told me to go to the Crack Shack.
Yeah. It's right near the MGM. You know, it's a big destination people go before they go to the Vegas Knights games. You go to the Crack Shack, get your chicken sandwich, go to the Vegas Knights game. The service is great. The food is excellent. In-N-Out Burger. It's just overrated. It's fine. It's fine.
I love it.
It's overrated.
You know, I have a feeling all of us have probably been in this position that White Sox rookie Yermin Mercedes has been in. He wrote a long Instagram post. Basically, I'm going to paraphrase here, just saying he's done. It's over. I'm not going to play anymore. He says he's stepping away from baseball for a while. He says it's over. Okay, because he was sent to AAA Charlotte earlier this month and had been playing well there, hitting .309 and had some good numbers. But I guess he had a little come to Jesus moment, and he's in the lineup today against the Durham Bulls. Lou, big deal or no big deal?
Well, I'd say it's a big deal. But what's really a big deal is you remember this guy, Yermin Mercedes, the Yerminator. This was the guy.
that's his nickname.
Yeah,
huh?
yeah, the Yerminator. This is the guy that on May 17th was hitting .364, leading the American League in hitting. He had 6 home runs and 25 RBIs. That also was the day he swung away 3-0.
I remember that.
And since
that's
then,
right.
And Tony La Russa crapped down that's this rookie's right. throat, right. who spent 10 years in the minor leagues playing winter ball, busting his ass to get to the big leagues, yeah. finally gets there. He's having an amazing year for a rookie. Maybe the front runner mid-May for rookie of the year. Since his manager crapped down his throat, he hit a .162 with an OPS of .443 in his last 30 games since then. And they send the AAA. And I think he just, whatever. Yeah, he just lost it. And I think if there was Instagram back when we were playing, I might have wrote a couple of these myself. Like, that's it, I'm done. Right? But no, now he's back in the lineup.
Isn't this
so good
the biggest
him.
Mistake, the emotional,
yes.
random Instagram
Stay off
notes
social
tweet?
Media. Yes.
Can we just stop with that? At what point in time when you're writing these, when you mentioned the, you know, Cole Beasley getting on his notes page of his phone and he's going to go tweet that out? At what point in time do you go back and read it and go, wow, what was that? Whoa, a little emotional there. Do you like smack yourself out of it?
You have to have an ability to take a breath, save it. Save it as a draft and walk away.
Save it as a draft.
There's a maturity to that. And because he's back there playing now, it's no big deal. If he had quit as a 20-something-year-old prospect, it'd be a big deal. But he's in the lineup there tonight. He gets his take a breath. He'll apologize. He'll be fine. I'm going to say no big deal because he's back in that lineup.
All right, so I want to get to this one before we get to, because we got some more good news now.
Well, I may audible out of your last.
Let me give you this last one,
yeah.
because I feel like with everything going on in the world, there's a lot of new phrases, new words that people have been throwing around. And I guess you really come of age when dictionary.com decides to add one of your words to the updated definitions in the dictionary.
Hmm.
So that's what they did. They added over 300 new words and updated some definitions, which capture a wide range of emotions expressed throughout the past year. And include some slang terms that we picked up along the way. To think that the slang oof would be in the dictionary. How about yikes? How about trigger warning? You know what that is?
Triggered.
It's a trigger warning.
Well, there's other things like just when, like
I can't
trigger.
How about quarantine?
That was at it?
No, I'm just saying.
No, you know what it was? Quarantine was probably, they probably redefined what quarantine
was. Was there phrases like flatten the curve or anything like that that were added this past year?
You know what yeet is?
Yeet?
Yeet.
No.
Okay, how about, you know what?
Are you going to tell me what it is?
Kendra from the morning show,
yep.
she has yeet tattooed on her body.
What's
she
yeet?
Bragged about that. I don't know what it means.
Exclamation of enthusiasm.
Someone let us know.
Enthusiasm.
Something that yeet will never be called.
Enthusiasms.
What?
See if you can guess this one.
What? Tall? Handsome? Attractive?
Well, close.
What?
Zaddy.
Zaddy means?
Z-A-T-T-Y?
Zaddy. Z-A-D-D-Y.
What does it
mean? Like a hot dad?
Yeah, basically, stylish, attractive, charming.
Such a dick.
Zaddy.
Yeah. So there's a lot of new words. No, you were pretty
hey,
good
adding
this.
New words to the dictionary yeah. is a big deal.
How about
deal.
Dunsky? Did I finally Oof. Make it in?
Well, you know what?
Did Dunsky
honestly,
make
does.
It in? I'm asking you. I thought
How does
this was
Dunsky
part of the story.
In?
How does Dunsky
you
not
know
a
where
word?
Dunsky is in? Urban nope. Dictionary.
Dunsky.
Is it?
Urban Dictionary. You know what else is in the Urban Dictionary? Dorito
Cleveland,
Dink.
Cleveland something or other.
Dorito
Two
Dink.
Two things that I put in there.
Oh, did you do
it? I added both those, yeah.
What
Why
a waste
not?
Of time.
What do you mean? People use it.
What did you put under Dorito Dink?
I forget.
I'll have to pull that
think
up.
They actually went, I think they actually pulled it in. But that's big deal, no big deal. You want to
No,
go ahead?
I got one.
Oh, you want to add?
Patriots cornerback Steph Gilmore was present today when the team veterans reported to training camp per source. He'll begin the year on the PUP list after season-ending injury in 2020. Big deal or no big deal?
That's a big deal for the Patriots. And it's a big deal for him. So, yeah, both big deals on both ends. Because I told you yesterday, if he shows up, he's getting paid.
No big deal.
He was not going to show up and not get paid. So, basically, he won. I'm going to call it right now.
How?
Gilmore won.
How?
No big deal.
Because he's going to get paid.
No big deal. You go
no
first.
Big deal. We said this. We called this a while ago when he told Josina Anderson that it might not be ready for camp. And I can guarantee your ass, if they gave him what he wanted, he would be off that pup list and playing out there, whatever, whenever they get going. He played this thing perfectly, as we said. I'm not sure if I'll be ready. I just started sprinting. So, like we said, he shows up to camp. He's on the pup. They can't fine him for holding out because he's physically unable to perform. And it works out perfectly. Bill can go to the media and say, no, he's not holding out. He's here. He's on pup. Meanwhile, he's still holding out. He might be here all he wants, but he ain't doing nothing until he gets his contract.
Rap Sheep sums it
up.
The
day he gets his contract, whatever he wants, he will come off that list and be a practice.
If he does, he's going to keep sitting out, right?
He'll keep sitting if he doesn't get his contract.
So his philosophy is working. Like, it's working. His plan is working. Because he's going to get everything that he wants.
Doesn't have the money yet.
He is going to get the money. If you're playing chicken right now, like, you know,
when does that work with the Patriots?
It doesn't all the time because nobody has the stones to go through with it.
Well, the stones would have been not showing up, right?
No. The smart move. Listen, he's got the advantage here. He's already got the injury that he can lean on for as long as he wants. Because I guarantee you, as soon as they sign that contract, he will be healthy.
That's what Lou just said.
I'm giving him credit. It's over.
It's not over. He'll stay on that list until he gets what he wants.
I know. My point is, like,
he may never come
showing
off it.
Up. No, he'll come up. He's going to eventually, someone's going to have to blink.
Well, there's no point where
he can have a hold in. He can be there, but not do anything.
Well, that's what he's doing right now.
Isn't there a point if you don't come off that pup list before a certain date, like you're done for the first whatever weeks of the season?
Yeah, then you can't come back.
First 6 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's that date, whatever that date is, that's the date you're looking for.
Rap Sheep has it right. He'll take his time, no new contract. He'll take his time returning from his injury. He's not in a mode where he's trying to get back and play for this team. This is no big deal. This is expected. Maybe you're half right, Christian. He's doing the right thing, but until he gets his money, he can sit on this list and do nothing.
I think we're all saying the same thing.
Okay, but this doesn't.
But you're calling it a big deal. I don't think this is any.
That's the name of the game.
Yeah, I know.
Or is it a game? What is it?
It's a lifestyle. But here's the problem, though. You tell me. Okay, let's say 3 weeks go by, 4 weeks go by, and they sign a deal. Great, you got Steph Gilmore. Okay, and he misses camp, and he's not in the field. What happens week two, week three, week four?
He blows out his hamstring.
Thank you.
He's out for the whole year.
How many times have we seen this? Guys hold out. They hold out. They show up the last week of games, and they're like, okay, he's back. Great. Yeah, maybe in a week or two, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever. He blows something out because he wasn't there the entire time at camp for 4 or 5 weeks. They got to get this thing straightened out if you're going to have him on the field and contribute this year. Because if not, he's an injury waiting to happen again.
Can I give you a random name that's also on the Pats pup list today?
Sure.
Jarrett Stidham.
I saw that.
He was at camp. He was like, where did this come
from? But hold on. But this here's the thing. Did they have their running test yet? Okay. Because
you tell me.
So guys show up for the first day. They haven't been cleared to play yet. Nothing's really set in stone. Maybe they fail their running test. If they fail their running test, they're going to stay on this list. Who else is on there? Of note.
How about Chase Winovich?
I mean,
Chase Winovich, that's the other guy.
That's an odd one, too.
Well, you know why? I spent a lot of time in New Hampshire repping the 603.
Loves Portland as well. Portsmouth and Portland.
Oh, big fan of the Northeast. I like that.
I tell you what, this time of year, I don't miss it at all. This whole thing, I got to report. I got to go to work in July, middle of July, whatever. I got to report for you taking my life away for the next 8 months. It's a personal thing.
I got to say, good addition, a good deal or no big deal. Big deal or no big deal.
One last note about Chase Winovich. Doug Hyde said, after missing minicamp sessions, Jonnu Smith and outside linebacker Chase Winovich both expect to be ready for training camp next week. Next week is almost here, and he's on pup.
Yeah, but it hasn't really started yet.
Akubuku, right? Which is God willing.
Oh, my God.
It hasn't. No, next week.
Please keep him on the team.
Does it start next week? Is that what it is?
A warrior in a garden.
27th is reporting.
27th. So I'm just saying, like, you know, we've seen this before. They could come off the pup list, you know, whatever, the 28th, 27th. Yeah. They could not miss a damn thing. And none of these guys. I'm just saying Stidham and Winovich.
You know, did you see the schedule release for Patriots Monday? Did you see that?
No.
I think the first day.
August 23rd.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, yes. No, for us. Yeah, yeah.
The first day with a quarterback.
Yeah. August 23rd. That's a good.
Birthday.
Yeah, right before the Jimmy Fund telethon.
That's me.
That's right. That Monday, the Jimmy Fund. So Where will they be then? They'll have one more game, right?
Don't ask questions, don't know the answers to.
Wiggy got all excited when he saw that.
I'm not,
good. I got like 2 months to get ready for him.
That's your
I got
role.
A month.
The Patriots' final preseason is August 29th against the Giants.
All right, there you go. Going
only
to the last
three
one.
This year.
Yeah. After three. Okay, after two. Good.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, are you kidding me?
You guys look very nervous about that.
Are you kidding me?
Is Greg ready?
If we still had Bill.
Is Courtney Cox
ready? If we still had Bill, the minute you said that, I would have been like chills. I'm like, oh, stress, anxiety.
Did we mention Cam Newton being on the cover of, isn't he on the cover of Cigar
Cigar Aficionado. Yeah. Congratulations, Cam.
It's almost coming to an end.
What
boys.
An offseason. This hour of OMF brought to you by Dana-Farber Brigham and Women's Cancer Center, the top-ranked cancer center in New England. There is a new Tom Brady. Do we like new Tom Brady? That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.